This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another exciting news day. Man, I am just glad to be alive and doing talk radio in this day and age. I don't know what people used to do when things were calm, when we had a calm president like George W. Bush. What did they used to do in the summer? Especially in the summer, right? Man, this is wild stuff. Another great day in Trump land. The Obama White House legal counsel indicted for false statements and concealing information, former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig. First of all, how do you go through life named Greg Craig? That's my first question. Wouldn't you change your name somewhere along the line? Greg Craig. It's like the football player's last name is Butts. I don't know. I would change my name long before I got to college football, let alone the NFL. But I guess he gave him a chip on his shoulder. This guy, I can't say that. Greg Craig. Go through life naming Greg Craig. Well, anyway, he's under indictment stemming from Mueller's probe. Liberals actually thought Trump was going to be indicted. And not only did nobody really close to Trump, truly close to Trump, ever get indicted, nor was anyone indicted of anything to do with Russian collusion or Trump's involvement in Russian collusion. If you want to call Manafort close to Trump, he was close for about 2 months and he was long gone. And everything he was indicted for happened 10 years, 15 years before Trump. There's just nothing there. You want to talk about Michael Cohen being close to Trump. Michael Cohen was indicted for taxicab fraud. Michael Cohen wasn't indicted for anything involving Trump. So nobody, they never got close to anything involving Trump. And now the Mueller investigation leads to Obama's lawyer. Liberals have got to be freaking out. Trump was at 53% approval. Yesterday, 7 points better than Obama. Bibi Netanyahu is reelected. Obama's lawyer is indicted. Michael Avenatti indicted today on 36 counts. The Democratic Party is imploding. Your brains are imploding. You got nothing. You understand me? You've got nothing. You're dead. You're done. You're DOA. Do you have any idea how many indictments are coming? Do you have any idea how many people involved with Obama and the spying and the unmasking are about to go to prison? And when they go to prison, when they're facing 100 years in prison for the new Watergate, which Wayne Root was the only one in the country to predict 2 years ago that this is Watergate, except with high tech. The only guy I know of that predicted this was me. I knew this was coming. This day was coming. So now they got Obama's lawyer. Now you're going to go get Brennan and Clapper and the entire FBI leadership, Comey and McCabe. And all these guys, you're going to twist their arms. You're facing 100 years in prison. Turn in Obama. And it's all going to come down to Obama. Obama should be thinking about two things right now. Well, three things. Number one, what countries don't extradite to the United States? I guess you're going to be spending the rest of your life in a beautiful rooftop pool in Iran. Good luck, Obama. Two, if you're not willing to go to those countries that don't extradite to the United States, I wonder if Obama's thinking about which prisons have cable TV. And third, orange is the new black. So, you know, is it fashionable? I guess he's thinking now, how will I look in black? Orange is the new black. We'll see how it looks on Obama. He's got problems, man. Just like Michael Avenatti, the big thorn in Trump's side for so long that CNN put on TV, hundreds of times, CNN and MSNBC. Easy for me to say. CNN and MSNBC, there we go, I got it right. Put him on TV hundreds of times, indicted on 36 counts, including being accused of ripping off a mentally ill paraplegic client. He faces 335 years in prison. Michael Avenatti, fraud, perjury, failure to pay taxes, embezzlement, and other financial crimes. But they're all panicking at this point. Every single one of them is panicking. Clapper panics. Says Bill Barr's spying allegation, stunning and scary. Well, it's not scary to me. I didn't do anything. But to you, Clapper, it's scary, all right? You and Brennan are like the French army. You better wear brown underwear so no one sees the stains. Brennan spooked, attacks Bill Barr for saying the Obama administration spied on Trump's campaign. Of course he is. Scared to his death. Because Brennan, the former CIA chief, is up to his eyeballs in Spygate. You're going to prison, Brennan. Bye-bye. And just in, Devin Nunes of the House Intel Committee, ranking member, sends criminal referral notification to Attorney General Bill Barr, several potential violations in the Russia investigation. All the people that set up Trump are going to prison. And speaking of that, FBI Director James Comey plays dumb after Attorney General Bill Barr drops spying allegation on the Obama administration and says, wow, I have no idea what Barr meant. Comey, I'm going to laugh when they march you into prison and you start wearing orange jumpsuits. I'm going to be laughing louder than anyone. You and McCabe. Both going to have your arms twisted and you're both going to rat on the ultimate treasonous actor in the history of America, Barack Hussein Obama. That name will be cursed in history. Barack Hussein Obama. Criminal. Traitor. Guilty of treason. Oh, it's going to happen. Because they're all going to fold like a cheap suit, like a cheap deck of cards. Joe Barbaro commenting today on Ilhan Omar. Remember I mentioned yesterday, Ilhan Omar made that horrible comment about some people did something on 9/11. Some people did something on 9/11. No, actually a bunch of crazy Muslim radical extremists attacked America. Committed a horrible act of terrorism, committed the worst act of terrorism in American history, and killed 3,000 of my fellow Americans. I don't care about your Muslim terrorists. I care about Americans, you evil woman. And Joe Scarborough, who I hate with a passion, even gets what's going on. He says about Ilhan Omar on the 9/11 debate, we don't want our first Muslim woman to blow up politically. That's a funny statement. God, she blew up so soon. She blew up her career so soon. That's a funny, ironic statement, isn't it? Joe Scarborough had an interesting take on Thursday's show about the controversy regarding the dismissive comment by Ilhan Omar about the Islamic terrorist attacks on 9/11. She made to a care meeting. Some people did something. He tried to support Omar, but he brought up the cliche of the Muslim suicide bomber instead. Rather than taking Omar to task, he put the onus on a Republican congressional critic of Omar to set her right. Scarborough himself, a former GOP congressman from Florida. But see, he makes a couple of million dollars a year, maybe he makes $5 million a year on MSNBC, and he's scared to death to turn off his liberal audience. So he's got to keep saying stupid things that he knows are wrong in his heart. And he loves that hot blonde sitting next to him. And he knows he doesn't say stupid things that make liberals happy and clap like pet seals. She won't go to bed with him anymore. That's the whole problem for poor Joe Scarborough. He's got nobody else. He's just got the little hot blonde sitting next to him. The little liberal hot blonde. Representative Dan Crenshaw, a wounded veteran of the war on terror, was tweeting at Omar. And he said he's tweeting at her rather than talking to her personally. Dan Crenshaw said she's the first member of Congress to ever describe terrorists who killed thousands of Americans on 9/11 as some people who did something. And Scarborough expressed his belief it's important for Omar to succeed, adding, we don't want one of our first Muslim women, Americans, to blow up politically like this. That is funny, man. That is funny. Joe Scarborough, you didn't even know it, but you're funny. Scarborough's point was that Dan Crenshaw did a great job of reaching out to Saturday Night Live and Pete Davidson, and he doesn't understand why he won't reach out to Ilhan Omar. You know, you're so stupid, Joe Scarborough. You really are a moron, but it is a hot blonde sitting next to you, and I guess you want to keep getting it, huh? That must be what it comes down to. And Ocasio-Cortez calls the New York Post's brutal cover hateful and defends Omar after she said some people did something on 9/11. It's great. Let's take Ocasio-Cortez down with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And so the New York Post wrote a commentary and said, how pathetic a member of Congress can acknowledge what happened on one of the most horrific days in U.S. history. Representative Ilhan Omar complained of the discomfort of being a second-class citizen before claiming the Council on American-Islamic Relations was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and Muslims are starting to lose access to our civil liberties. Some people did something, New York Post said. Wow. What a way to describe the heinous surprise attack on America that claimed 3,000 lives. The paper went on to say Omar upped the obscure the facts ante Wednesday, declaring criticism of her comment to be incitement on the ground she's received death threats. Huh? She'd rightly be outraged if anyone minimized those threats as merely some words from some people. Omar's cavalier brushing off of the murder of thousands of innocents on 9/11 should shock all Americans, Muslims included. And so Ocasio-Cortez decided to weigh in. I'm not going to quote the New York Post's horrifying, hateful cover. Here's a fact, she said. Ilhan of Minnesota is a co-sponsor of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. She's done more for 9/11 families than the GOP, who won't even support health care for first responders, yet are happy to weaponize her faith, the Democrat Socialist wrote on Twitter. By the way, I'll call her a Democrat Socialist. The communist traitor wrote on Twitter. And things took off from there. She then attacked Representative Dan Crenshaw. You refuse to co-sponsor the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, yet have the audacity to drum resentment towards Ilhan with completely out-of-context quotes. And then after a massive outpouring of contempt for AOC's comments, she retweeted another posting that said, words matter, and acknowledged we were attacked by terrorists in 9/11. All right, so Omar appeared on Stephen Colbert's Late Night Show, and the host never even asked her about the comment. What a loser. We'll be right back.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro Loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story.
story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCouryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. I am your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot. America first, America second, America third, America forever. Capitalist evangelist, love capitalism and what it did for this SOB, greatest country and greatest system in world history. And I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Go home. Go home if you want welfare. Go home if you want to come here illegally. Go home if you want to murder, rape, and cause mayhem. Go home if you don't want to speak English. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded, operated, owned by the great Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country. Blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. It's the Ed and Fred Show. They gave me my start in radio. Thank you, boys. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Calls toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Site with all my great commentaries. WayneRoot at gmail.com is how you reach me on email. And you can see all my tweets at RealWayneRoot, at RealWayneRoot. So more big news. U.S. charges WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange with conspiracy to commit computer hacking. The way they carried him out of the British embassy was just a sight to see, a wild situation. He looks like a 1,000 years old. My God. He turned from kind of a young, handsome, dashing guy into Methuselah
in his 7 years of kind of imprisonment in the Ecuadorian embassy. I believe it's been 7 years, and he just looks like he looks like he aged 1,000 years in 7 years. Charges relate to Assange's role in alleged role in one of the largest compromises of classified information in the history of the United States. He's accused of conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to hack into a classified U.S. government computer. The announcement followed an extradition request by the U.S. for Assange. 47. 47? My God, he's 10 years younger than me. He looks like he's 100 years old. He needs Synagenics. Where's Synagenics when you need it? My God, I'm 57 and I look 47. He's 47. He looks 112. He was arrested and removed from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's lived for nearly 7 years. There we go. A British judge said Thursday the U.S. must share its case justifying his extradition by June 12th. And if convicted, he could face 5 years in prison, though his actual sentence would likely fall below the legal maximum. All right, they're expected to bring additional charges against him. Donald Trump distances himself from the WikiLeaks arrest. I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing, Trump said when asked about a comment he made during the 2016 campaign. Assange was arrested Thursday morning. The president said he was aware of the news, but said Assange's prosecution would be determined by Attorney General William Barr. I know nothing about it. It's not my deal in life, Trump said. And that is exactly how I feel about it. Kevin Wall on my local flagship station asked me about it earlier today. And my comment to Kevin Wall was that I have very mixed feelings. First of all, this isn't my expertise. I know nothing about the law as to classified information, but it's not my expertise. And on one hand, I like Assange. I like what he did. I think he released information the American people needed to know. And I think he helps Donald Trump. So on one hand, I like the guy. On the other hand, the law is the law. You can't choose which laws you want to enforce and which ones you don't. That was the point of my commentary in newspapers around the country today. That Democrats are liars and creeps and thieves and cheats, and you just can't decide that because you love illegals that you want open borders, you're going to let them all in, you're not going to prosecute them. You can't do that. Same thing with Assange. I may like Assange. I may feel bad for him. But in the end, you can't decide not to prosecute him if he broke the law and he gave out information that would send someone else to jail for 20 years. You got to prosecute him. When we get back, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm going to vomit, suggests the IRS should do your taxes for you. Can you imagine? The communists, the Fidel Castros of the world must be standing up clapping like trained seals for Ocasio-Cortez. She is a little Castro, a little female Castro, a little Castro witch. She wants the IRS to do your taxes. I don't want the IRS anywhere near my taxes. I do my taxes. And from no crisis to breaking point, the mainstream media changes its tune on the border crisis amid an illegal immigration surge. U.S. asylum process is being overwhelmed. This is Cloward Piven, just as I told everybody. They're overwhelming the system.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My relationship is very good with
as you know, Chairman Kim, and I think that it will go on that way. We'll see.
President Trump characterizing the ongoing negotiations with North Korea on denuclearization. This as the president meets with South Korea's president at the White House on Thursday. The president also reminds the entire Korean Peninsula.
I want to extend my warmest wishes to the people of South Korea, and I think indirectly I can truly say I want to extend my warmest wishes to Kim Jong-un.
Ohio joins a growing list of states attempting to make abortion illegal after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed the bill into law roughly 24 hours after the Ohio General Assembly passed the measure.
The signing of this bill today is consistent with that respect for life.
A fetal heartbeat can be detected as soon as 6 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Uh-huh.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me. And I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Is war. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, first of all, happy birthday to Melania Trump. Happy birthday today, Melania Trump. Second of all, I want to thank Donald Trump. There's no time in the show to jam in everything good going on, but Donald Trump and his administration have gotten Texas Tech's medical school to agree to stop considering race in admissions. Isn't that wonderful? You know what? I don't want a doctor operating on me, operating on my brain because he's black. I don't want a doctor operating on my brain because she's a woman. I don't want a doctor operating on my brain because they're a Muslim. I want a doctor operating my brain because he or she is good. And if it was the Muslim that's good versus the conservative Republican that's bad, that parties too much, I'll take the Muslim who's good. It's all about performance when it comes to my brain and my heart, or taking out my liver, or doing a kidney transplant, a lung transplant. I want great doctors. I don't want Muslim doctors or black doctors. I want great doctors. If they happen to be Muslim or black, great. Trump is just such a great president. He's doing the best he can against such difficult situation and such large odds and so many bad people trying to stop him every step of the way. And jobless claims fall below 200,000, the lowest since October 4th, 1969. How do you beat the Trump economy? Maybe if you're Reagan in 1983, maybe. But other than that, Trump is the greatest. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. And speaking of, you know, it's funny because we have a guest coming up. He's waiting for me right now, Joshua Moravich. I think you pronounce it Moravchek. Moravchek, he's an expert on socialism. This is going to be fun to pick his brain about socialism, how it fails everywhere it's ever been tried without coercion, without a gun to your head, without murdering people, without threats from government. Socialism always fails. But the sponsor of this segment is about as capitalist and about as opposite from socialism as you get. It's Liberty HealthShare, a Christian health-sharing organization. Instead of health insurance, traditional health insurance, you could switch to a Christian health-sharing organization. I did 3 years ago. I saved $18,000 a year for the last 3 years. I've saved $54,000 because I don't use Aetna anymore. God bless Liberty HealthShare. And I had 3 doctor visits in December, and all 3 were free because they were considered wellness visits. And then I had kidney stones 2 months ago. First surgery of my entire life, first hospital stay of my life, first surgery in a hospital room and going under with anesthesia and all that. Never had any of that before. And Liberty HealthShare paid for everything except the deductible. And I paid my deductible. They paid all the rest. Thank you. Liberty starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. There is no coercion. No one's putting a gun to your head. Just go ahead and try it. 855-58-LIBERTY. Greatest 5-star endorsement you'll ever get from the host, Wayne Allyn Root. 855-58-LIBERTY. They took the stress off my shoulders before surgery. 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com. All right, now it's time to get to our guest. His name, again, is Joshua Moravchek. He's an expert on socialism, former national chairman of the Young People's Socialist League from 1968 to 1973, moved away from socialism, became a conservative, author of a new book, Heaven on Earth, The Rise, Fall, and Afterlife of Socialism. Joshua, welcome to the show. It's Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm fine, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
I love having on former communists or socialists who've reformed and figured out it doesn't work. And they usually become the most passionate, high-energy, tenacious conservatives in the world. So welcome to the show. I think you've got a good story to tell.
Well, I'm happy for the chance to tell it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, just start with, why you became disillusioned with socialism and why you left. Because it says here you were the former national chairman of the Young People's Socialist League from 68 to 73. What made you turn against socialism and see the light?
Well, I'm happy to say that I was never a communist. And, I believed in something, more that's never existed, but in a kind of beautiful dream of what we call the democratic socialism, where we would have complete sharing of property, no private property, but it would all come about by persuasion and by voting and legislation, not by violence or dictatorship. I changed in stages, Wayne. I mean, the first thing was that I realized that communism itself was the greatest evil on earth, that it was a much greater threat even to my socialist beliefs at that time than capitalism was, because in the capitalist world we had democracy, and in the communist world there was just bloody dictatorship. So that got me thinking more and more, and then, you know, it was the Young People Socialist League, and I was a young person. I was age 20 to 25 at that stage, and as I had more experience with life and matured a little more, started to have a family, I got to thinking a lot more about the economics involved, and to appreciate the better than I had as just a college student, the connection between incentive and hard work and economic rewards, and gradually socialism, even the pure peaceful kind that I believed in, seemed to me to be more and more of a unrealistic assessment of human motivation.
What do you think of, the 8 years we had of Obama, which was certainly socialism light, if nothing else? You know, just massive taxes, massive regulations, Obamacare stuff down our throats, and the economy's at 1% GDP for 8 years, same as the Great Depression decade of the 1930s. And then a Trump comes along who loves capitalism, and no matter what you think about, other aspects of Trump's life and his personality, man, did he quickly turn around the American economy and prove that capitalism could quickly overcome the problems of socialism on a dime. He turned around the American economy. What did you see there?
Well, I think the key point is that the wealth is generated through private enterprise, and that means private businesses, and a wise economic policy will make businesses feel welcome and encouraged and valued, and that the government is going to try to create a friendly environment for people to invest and to come up with new ideas and to do business. And if on the other hand, if the government looks at business through beady eyes and as if there's something inherently unclean about profit or about carrying on enterprise, that's going to inhibit people from doing the things that make the economy thrive.
It sure was proven under Obama versus Trump. I'll tell you that much. Just like it was proven under Carter versus Reagan. It's not a mystery what happened. Both times, we had socialists in office, and both times they ruined the economy, and both times it was fairly quickly healed by great capitalist conservatives like Reagan and Trump. Has socialism ever worked anywhere without coercion? I think you think one time it worked, the kibbutzes of Israel, yes?
Yes, it worked, but it actually is, there's a beautiful lesson in it, which is these were voluntary communes where everything was shared, and complete democracy, complete equality, and they were pillars of the State of Israel when it was being born. And these kibbutzes were often, or kibbutzim as the word is in Hebrew, were often in dangerous places, guarding the borders of the country, and they were essential to Israel getting going and getting on its feet. But once it was on its feet, the people who lived there voted to get rid of the socialism and go to private ownership, because even though they had this, lived under this experience that had worked for what it was, they didn't like living that way. We didn't know that until later. They didn't talk about it, but they didn't like living that way. They were doing it because they were very devoted Zionists, they felt they were doing a great deed in helping to create a Jewish state after 2,000 years, and so they were willing to be self-sacrificing to make that happen. But once it happened, they wanted to live like normal people, free economy.
And Israel is now one of the great economic engines of the world, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, per capita. You know, the tiny country of Israel is the economic dynamo of the entire world, right?
Well, I don't know the entire world, but it is.
No,
really
I'm saying pound for
very...
pound. I'm saying, no, no, I don't want you to misunderstand me, Joshua. I'm not saying Israel's economy beats America or China. I'm saying pound for pound, Israel's economy is the best in the world. Last I saw, by the measurement of venture capital invested, number one in the world was America, number two was China, and number three was Israel. That's not per capita, that's total dollars. So, I mean, for a country that small, amazing.
It's a fantastic success story in that regard. And, you know, it wasn't just the kibbutzim. The early governments of Israel had a kind of socialist philosophy. And Israel in its early years did great things in establishing a democratic country in a very inhospitable part of the world. But its economy lagged. And it took until the 1970s when the Begin government came in, the first time there had been a conservative government in Israel, and they switched the economy to a capitalist economy, and since then, Israel has really taken off economically.
Capitalism always wins. Hey, Joshua, we got to run. You hear the music. The limitations of radio, quick. Joshua Muravichek, his new book, Heaven on Earth, The Rise, Fall, and Afterlife of Socialism. Thank you, Joshua.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Ron Corey's Tenacity is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas and in America, living the American dream and the Vegas dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. By the way, in the last 24 hours, I've gotten 2 emails from fans of the show who said they bought the book and they love it. It's one of the most exciting, heart-pounding, interesting books they've ever read in their lives. And anybody who's been in Vegas for a long time, they said, one of the two said, can instantly know who all the players are, even though he kind of tries to protect the, not the innocent, but the dirty. In any case, he's a Vegas tough guy and a former Marine from Brooklyn who fought shady thugs and dirty cops and corrupt politicians and mob wannabes, and an entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, and nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the story of what it takes to make it in the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie, and the story's so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey. It's a book, an ebook, or a Kindle. That's Corey, as in C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonCoreyAuthor.com website for more details. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com, or go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. The book, the audiobook, the ebook, or the Kindle book, Tenacity. Thanks, Ron, for sponsoring the show. So, some of the bigger issues I have not gotten to yet today, former FBI agent Peter Strzok could face serious charges, sources say, for his involvement in actions in the Bureau's probe of Hillary Clinton's use of a private server to send classified emails, as well as the FBI's investigation into President Trump's campaign. Multiple sources with knowledge of Strzok's actions told SarahAcarter.com. Further, sources contend the nearly year-long investigation by DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz will reveal explosive information and shed light on malfeasance by FBI and DOJ officials directly involved in the Russia investigation. The Inspector General's report may be completed by May or June, according to testimony provided this week by Attorney General William Barr.
I mean, this is just huge. All these people are going down. They're going down. And Trump fired off a late-night tweet. Trump always thinks exactly the same as me. We're like the same person. I just wish I'd been born to a father as rich as him. That's the only difference between us. And Trump calls Democrats' open border policies treasonous. Of course they're treasonous. Of course they're treasonous. And I'm telling you, the Democrats are in bed with the Mexican drug cartel. The Mexican drug lords. Why else would you border open except you're being paid off? It's crazy. You know, it's like the same reason that they look at you so innocently and say, oh, we don't need a wall. Be a waste of money. Money's better spent somewhere else. And then they look at you innocently. Oh, we don't need voter ID. Oh, that's an attempt to stop black people and people of color from voting. It's like a poll tax. It's such a lie. It's so absurd that I don't know how they could say it without smiling. They're all lawyers, right? That's the key to a lawyer. A lawyer can quote his fee without smiling. It's a joke. It's a ripoff. He knows it's a ripoff. You're going to charge me $500 an hour, and you don't even do anything. Lawyers rip you off. They're the only group that can quote their fee without smiling. They should say, well, you owe me $500 an hour. But they don't even do that because they're so good at lying. That's what Democrats are. Oh, there's nothing going on at the border. There's no crisis. We don't need a wall. They're like madmen. Inside, they're laughing at you, you know, like a madman. Because there's a horrible thing going on at the border. And when they say you don't need voter ID, nobody's voting illegally. Oh, there's no proof of anyone voting illegally. No, millions of people are voting illegally. But they're all voting Democrat. They're all illegal aliens. They're all voting in place of dead people. They're all voting 20 times in a house that belongs to a normal, everyday guy. And they just register 20 people at the house. And nobody does anything to stop it. Our whole country's being taken away from us. So Trump tweeted, I think what the Democrats are doing with the border is treasonous. Their open border mindset is putting our country at risk. We'll not let this happen. Let's hope he won't let it happen. I want to know what he's doing to not let it happen. The Border Patrol has apprehended more families illegally crossing the border in the first 5 months of this year than during all of last year. 76,000 in February. More than 100,000 apprehended in March. In the Rio Grande Valley alone, at the current pace, there'll be more than 260,000 in that one sector of Rio Grande Valley during fiscal 2019. His agents apprehend an average of 1,000 a day. It's just unbelievable. Despite 100,000 illegal invaders in the month of March alone, Democrats continue to give comfort and aid to the invaders by refusing to stop the border surge. Judge Richard Seaborg on Monday blocked Trump's policy of returning asylum seekers. He's an Obama appointee in San Francisco. Now guess what, folks? Here's my advice, Trump. President Trump, go get buses. Fill them up with illegals that you had to take in and send them to the home and the block of Judge Seaborg. I want them to invade the block where Judge Seaborg and his family live in San Francisco and stop the bus outside Seaborg's mansion and tell them to scale the walls. Drop them in front of Obama's house and Harry Reid's house and Nancy Pelosi's house and scale the walls.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Ooh.